I'm Linda Dow, and today we shine the community spotlight on CareBridge Community Support as they celebrate 50 years of helping people to live independently and stay connected to their community. With me is Violet Bova, Community Development Coordinator, and Jenny Poulin, Manager of Seniors Services. Hi, welcome to you both.
Hi, thank you for having us.
You're welcome. So, Violet, let's start with you. What's involved with what you do as Community Development Coordinator?
So I feel like I get a really fun aspect of what CareBridge does in the way that I get to plan different ways in which seniors can get together and be social. So whether this is through planning trips and outings or through congregate dining or different workshops, that's what I do.
Okay, and Jenny, how about you? What are some of the different services for seniors that you have?
Yeah, so at CareBridge, we offer an assisted living program, a respite program. We also have our meal deliveries, so that's frozen meals that we give out to the community. We have medical transportation, foot care services. So we offer a range of services for people to access, as well as the wellness programs.
Okay, now, do you have to be a senior to avail yourself of all the programs that you offer, that CareBridge offers?
So what CareBridge considers a senior is actually 55 plus.
Okay. So what are some of the other programs? Or are you just mainly, both of you, involved with seniors programs?
Yeah, so Violet and I are mainly through the senior services programs. We do at CareBridge offer affordable housing, so you don't have to be a senior to access that. And then we also have our developmental disabilities that we service. And so again, that's through a different sector, but you don't have to be a senior to access those services.
Okay, so there's a big catchment area there. You
yes.
include an awful lot of people.
Yes, we
right?
do.
Now, big thing happening, the 50th anniversary of CareBridge is happening this year. Do you want to tell us about that? Who wants to? Jenny, do you want to start?
Sure. Yeah, so 2025 is a really big year for us at CareBridge. So we are celebrating our 50 years of service. So with our celebration, we would like to highlight celebrating seniors. So we're going to have an event on October 1st, National Seniors Day, just doing that, celebrating seniors.
And whereabouts is it going to happen?
Yeah, so the celebration is located at 375 Country Street. That's our Stan Mills Center, which is our senior center in Elmont. So we'll have a short community walk before we have a really cozy reception, showcasing a film that highlights seniors in the community.
And Violet, do you want to tell us a little bit about the video that's happening?
Yeah, so...
Is that the film you're talking about?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the film highlights different seniors in the community and the different things that they are doing. So one would be like volunteering to run an exercise program, also, helping other seniors stay in their homes, especially in rural Pakenham area, as well as... what it is to be a caretaker for a loved one.
Okay. And Jenny, there's something happening now with storytelling.
Yes.
What's going on there?
Yeah, so we've reached out to the community because we believe in, the community is the way to keep connections going and to share everyone's experience. So we've asked people to reach out to us with their stories and stories of resilience or just, stories of how they've connected in their community, places that they've built or lived in. So we've reached out to the community because we want to hear what they have to say and we want to share that out to everybody.
So how do people go about doing that then?
Yeah, so you could reach out to Violet, obviously. She's our community development coordinator.
Okay.
Or, share it on social media and have a hashtag with it. And that way we can reshare it on our social media pages.
Okay, so hashtag what? Seasoned and strong?
Yep.
Is that the tagline?
Yep. Yep. So if you have a story you'd like to share, then you would just hashtag that and it'll pop up for us and we'll reshare that on our social media.
Okay. Now, 50 years is a long time. Talk for a minute about the secret of CareBridge's success in all those years.
Yeah, so, it started out in 1975 as just a neighbors helping neighbors. And I think just over the years with our partnerships in the community, the generosity of the community, we've been able to stay, providing sports in the community and just have longevity to offer services there. So it's really all about the partnerships that we have and just the community coming around us and helping us to keep the services offered locally.
So it all started with people helping people.
Yeah, neighbors right? helping neighbors, yes.
Yeah, and it's still happening that way too.
Yes,
yeah.
It does, yep.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to say about CareBridge or about the Seniors Day celebrations that we haven't covered already?
Yeah, if you want to become a part of CareBridge and to help us continue offering the supports in our community, we always are looking for volunteers because it is the basis of some of our programs. So if you're looking to help out and get involved, you can go to carebridge.ca. We're always looking for volunteers for driving, hosting our social events. We run these programs from our volunteers, so we would love the help to continue to keep offering them.
Okay, and what about funding? Is that a problem?
I think for all nonprofits, it's always going to continue to be a problem. But again, just with the community connections and our partnerships, that's what keeps us going. And so we continue to want to be involved in our community and celebrate that so that we have success offering programs.
Okay. And Violet, just to remind our listeners about the October 1st celebrations, how can we attract people there? Is it going to be a fun day?
Yeah, so the first, it would be the opportunity to become a Golden Strider.
A Golden Strider?
Yeah, so we'll be hosting a walk before the celebration. And so to become a Golden Strider or to get registered for Seniors Day, you can reach out to me at vbova@carebridge.ca. Or give me a call at 613-256-1031, extension 216.
You've got that right. You've got that in good memory there. Okay, so I want to thank you both for coming in, and best of luck with organizing the 50th anniversary celebration on October 1st. We'll be looking forward to seeing you there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Violet Bova and Jenny Poulin are with CareBridge Community Support in Mississippi Mills. And that's your Community Spotlight on LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Linda Dow.